Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RightStream and #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Radio Network. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis. I am a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book Just Believe, and radio show host of course, this radio show, which is Just Believe, and then also the co-host with Daria Ann DiGiovanni, who is the founder of our network. We co-host together on Friday evenings, a show called Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which is a women's topic show. So that's what we do. That's what I do. And the show you're listening to today is going to be Live Psychic Readings, which I know is a fan favorite. A lot of the listeners really enjoy when we do these shows, so we try to get as many in as we can in my schedule, my programming schedule. And I think we've got the next actually few weeks are going to be just psychic reading shows as far as I can remember. Anyway, I just wanted to let everyone know that every week we, like I said, we have some sort of expert in the field of spirituality, whether it would be an expert like a psychic reader or a tarot reader or a medium, something of that sort. We're going to even have in a few weeks a past life reader on, which is going to be really cool. I'm really excited about that one. I think that's going to be late in June, maybe early July. I can't remember the exact date, but the show airs every Sunday at 7 p.m. and we're not doing psychic reading shows. I also have a lot of great experts in holistic health, metaphysics, paranormal, all of that sort of thing that falls under the metaphysical umbrella or the spirituality umbrella. So if you are an expert or if you are a psychic or if you are someone who would like that thinks that they would like to be a part of the show, please feel free to send me an email. You can find anything about me on at lisatarvis.com, including my email address and contact information. But my email is lisa@lisatarvis.com. Anyone who wants a reading and is listening, you can call in tonight at 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. If you've got to be on the go and you want to listen from your phone, you can call that number and just listen. If you want a reading and want to come on the show live, you can hit the number one and you will get into our queue. As usual, Daria is actually on the other side doing our screening, doing the screening for me tonight, so I don't have to hit that many wrong buttons like you all know. If you're a regular listener, I do often. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about, I want to read our psychic reader tonight is Betsy Cohen, and I want to talk a little bit about, well, to her, but I also want to read her bio real quick before I bring her on the air. She's actually named one of the top 10 psychics in New York. Psychic medium and intuitive development coach, Betsy Cohen holds a BA in psychology and 10-plus years experience in social work. She is the creator of the workshop Trust Yourself, Intuitive Development Through Awareness, taught live and online. Betsy is the how-to psychic. She is solution-oriented and delivers honest and uplifting messages with the assistance of spirit and loved ones who have passed. During a reading, Betsy will identify the root cause of an issue and then channel practical instructions on how to overcome these issues, thereby leading her clients down a positive path by providing a shift in perspective in alignment with their higher self. I happen to like psychics who work this way, I work this way myself with my clients, is the information that I pass on to them, I try to also give them some sort of instruction on what to do with that information. And I think that's a big part of why I say intuitive counseling. Betsy, welcome to the show. I really appreciate your being on.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm thrilled to have you on, and your work fascinates me because of the fact that it's kind of like I was just saying, it's kind of how I like to do my work as well. I think it's awesome to be able to give people this information that's coming from spirit, but to be able to give them that information and then help them, guide them with what to do with it is I think the two just they make sense to do both, and that's what one of the things I love about you. It's not just information that you're spewing out that you're getting, but also, all right, how can you take this and put it into your life to make sense, to make it work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the more psychics that I speak with and more intuitive people that I speak with, you know, they all say the same thing, is that, you know, we have free will, right? So you get to choose, you know, do you want to walk down path A or walk down path B? And
right.
So what I do in readings a lot of times is I tell you, if you walk down path A, this is what I see happening for you. If you walk down path B, this is what I see happening for you.
Exactly.
And I think it's really important that my clients know the way that I work, because you're aware, you know, with this radio show and just with your general awareness, that the old view of psychics is outdated, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there
are
people out there who do that.
But it used to be the boardwalk fortune tellers and, you know, things like that. And that's really gone away. I mean, people are looking for something way more in-depth, not some kind of cold reading where you just go up and guess because of how old they are and, you know, what's going on in their life or whatever. I mean, as a teenager on the boardwalk, you're having trouble with a boy. Oh, really? You know, or you really love a boy and you want him to love you more. Oh, yeah, there's a really good chance if you're a teenage girl. Something like that's going on in your life. So, yeah, I totally agree. It has changed, and I think it's really become a lot more helpful to people now to be able to get more in-depth readings from people that truly are receiving the information from, you know, from spirit and then turning it around because of the free will thing. And I do the same exact thing. I don't know which way what you're going to choose. I can't tell you what you're going to choose, but there's path A and there's path B. So I work the same exact way, and I really love that. And I want to talk to you. I want to get some readings done because we have a lot of people, of course, holding, as we always do, wanting to have readings. But I want to tell everyone listening, please just ask one question, just one. We want to get to as many people as we can, and Betsy is available, obviously, offline to do her readings and to give you more. In-depth information if you desire it. I would love everybody to be able to get a full, you know, hour reading, but we'd have to be on the show 24/7, and that's not the way it works. So everybody, just one question, and Betsy's going to have to keep it as brief as possible. And like I said, if you want more information, we're going to be giving out her contact information. Actually, Betsy, why don't you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you right now, just so everybody has it.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way is to go to my website, and my website's NewYorkCityPsychic.com. So you have to spell out New York City, and psychic is singular, NewYorkCityPsychic.com. I have a contact form on there. Also, you know, my email's on there, but if you just wanted to email me, it's Betsy@NewYorkCityPsychic.com. So that's BETSY@NewYorkCityPsychic.com.
All right, fantastic. That's great, and we'll be giving everybody that website over and over during the show. But I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to get it out there right now. So anybody who's listening, the chat room's open if you want to go into the chat room and chat, you know, which is what we do in chat rooms. Or you can visit her website right now, which is New York City spelled out like she said, NewYorkCityPsychic.com, and find out more about her and how you can get in touch with her. But let's get straight to some readings if you're ready.
Great.
All right. We're going to bring on Beverly from Florida first. Beverly, are you there?
I am. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Thank you for calling. Did you have a question for Betsy?
I do. I'm looking for some help on insight into the direction of my career.
Insight into the direction of your career. Okay. Are there different paths that you're looking at?
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell me what those are so I can tell you the outcome of those?
Well, one of them is a social media management company, and the other would be in the health and wellness industry.
Okay. Okay. So first thing that when I tune into your energy that I'm getting is I'm getting a lot of sort of stagnant energy in the second chakra, so that's just below the belly button. That's, you know, that's creativity, that's partnerships, that's abundance. And it feels to me as though the first thing that I'm getting for you is to do anything you can to move that energy around. So things like Tai Chi would be good. Any gentle Mayan uterine massage would be really good. Even just gently putting your palm there and massaging and imagining that you're breaking up that energy can be really beneficial for you. I feel as though this is more of a energetic block and a mental block than it is which way to go. I feel like with you, you're being stuck up in your mind you're being stuck in your mind of you know, I need to choose one or the other. What I'm seeing for you is to figure out why you're drawn to these two. And when you really, really pare it down, it feels like social media to me feels to you like it will bring in more money. It feels a little bit less logical of sort of what I would do in health and wellness, or rather what you would do in health and wellness, but it feels like your heart is in health and wellness. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right. Right on.
Great. Thank you. So this is the thing. We're past the point where we do things for money. People are getting out of cubicles, okay? We are not working for the man anymore. Obviously, you're looking to some entrepreneurship. You definitely don't want to start the wrong business just for the money. So go with your heart, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much, Betsy.
You're welcome. You've got a little bit of soul searching to do, so don't just take my word for it. Internalize it and figure out where your heart lies and then follow that, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You were right
Thanks
on.
For calling
thank
in.
You,
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Take care.
Thanks, Beverly.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's great information, and that's a perfect reading to give the example of what we're talking about here with the new type of psychic readings that are going on with, you know, with free will having to play such a big part of this is, you know, and something that, you know, I want to ask you about because I always say that we all have psychic abilities and I really believe that we can use them at any point to be able to help guide ourselves and make a decision like what Beverly is going to be choosing between, you know, two completely different type of careers. I think that when you block your brain off a little bit and you even block your heart out of it a little bit and you just go with that gut instinct, you know what I mean? That stomach, like you just feels right, you know, on a soul level. How do you have a way that you teach people how to do that? Do you have a way that people can use that?
Oh, yes, I do. I have a whole podcast called The Heart, the Mind, and the Gut, which is if you go to my website, New York City Psychic, you click on the top tab that says blog, and you just scroll down a few blog posts, you'll see The Heart, Mind, and Gut. And you said it really great, Lisa, that we don't, you know, Beverly's information was to follow the heart, but that's not always the case. You know, how many, especially women, but anyone, how many of us have been like, but I love him, but he's hurting me. You know, like your heart is truly in love, but, you know, for some reason you're not listening to the red flags that are going off in your gut. So that Heart, Mind, and Gut podcast helps you figure out what your mind is saying, what your heart is saying, and what your gut is saying so that you can choose between the two. Now, what I always say is that your mind will always be going. You know, your mind will always be shouting out, hey, you're crazy. You know, let's just take this last reading with Beverly, for instance, with my own mind. You know, my mind says, you're just talking through the radio waves. You know, you better shut up, Betsy, because you don't know this woman at all. Like, you don't even know what she looks like, you know. You really shouldn't be talking. But I've learned over time, obviously, to trust that gut feeling and to differentiate out the voices. But, you know, I don't know a professional intuitive or medium out there that doesn't have that naysayer in their head. It's just right. learning how to navigate those voices.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that it's great that you have that, you know, that available on your website. And I encourage everybody to go there and do that. Because for me, I always have to block out my brain because my brain will overthink everything. My heart will overfeel everything. And my gut knows what the heck's going on. My gut is what I have to trust. And that's I love the title of that podcast. So, you know, another great reason to visit Betsy's. Betsy's website and get that information. All right, I want to bring on Sharon from Ohio. Sharon, did you have a question for Betsy?
I do. Hi, Betsy. First of all, thank you for taking my phone call this evening.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I am looking for employment also. Now, this week I have one Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But one of the companies I'm interviewing for, I worked there 12 years ago. And that's the one Tuesday. And I was wondering what you see with that, or just in general, you know, am I going to land a job? How's that?
Sure. Yeah. Well, when we are seeking employment, anyone, not just you, but when we're seeking employment, what matters most is our energy that we're bringing. And so I always talk about coining the term of James Franco syndrome. So if you don't know who James Franco is, listeners, he's just an actor that does everything. He's in everything. He directs. He takes classes everywhere. He's just the jack of all trades. And so when James Franco goes to an audition, you can best believe that he's not really frantic and nervous about whether or not he'll get the part. He goes in and he says, well, if the part's right for me, I'm going to get it. And if the part's not right for me, then something else will come along. And HR people are not, quote, psychic, but they know how to read your energy. And so they'll know whether or not you're just desperate to pay the bills or if indeed they can take you by your word and say, I just want to bring my skills to your company and learn something new and I'm a team player. You can say the same words, but the energy behind it is different. And so specifically for the one that you're asking about, the one on Tuesday with this company that you used to work with, I feel as though there are triggers from the past. So, you know, I remember one time my brother, he as a metaphor, my brother was speaking to me and he said, you know, I don't like it when you do this, so we're not going to do this anymore. And I was about 30 when he said this. And I said, when was the last time I did that? And he said, well, when you were 17. I said, well, that was 13 years ago. I'm not really doing that anymore. And so it feels as though you're projecting things from 12 years ago onto what's going on, and it's actually gumming up your energy. When I tuned into your energy, I just felt this constricted energy literally around what we call the Kundalini energy. Are you familiar with Kundalini energy?
Uh-uh.
Okay, great. So you've got some research to do before Tuesday. You've got plenty of time. You can literally just go onto YouTube and check out some Kundalini videos. Sometimes they're kind of weird. It's a lot of breathing exercises. You can even just check out Breath of Fire, and that will help you out. I really recommend that you do about 3 Kundalini exercises, whatever comes to you, whatever the universe sends to you. That will start to open up that channel. So in brief, the Kundalini energy is the sleeping snake at the base of your spine. And when we awaken that sleeping snake, it can curl up in the center of our body and really move the energy through all of our chakras out the top so that we can really express ourselves in our true nature. And so to get that energy moving out of that place of I really need a job into, hey, I'm James Franco, I'll get the part that's right for me, that Kundalini energy can help open you up. That breathing exercise gets you present. And so whether or not you know who James Franco is, what I'd recommend that you do specifically is figure out an actor or someone who you really look up to who knows what's right for them and who knows what isn't right for them and pull on their uniform and act as if you are them. When you go in, you'll be cool, calm, and collected and know that the right job will come as a fit. I do feel as though employment is coming from you, but I'll be honest, I can't predict your energy. I don't know whether or not you're going to look up Kundalini. I hope you are. I feel like you're motivated enough. But you do need to move that energy through you. It's constricted. It's all there, but it's constricted, and you're blocking your own employment. As soon as you open that up, that's when you land the job that's right for you. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much
for
calling.
You know, let's tell her how to spell Kundalini, by the way, because...
Oh, okay.
Can you do that, please?
I can look it up.
Yeah, I
can't
look it up. Because everybody's like, what? Kunda what?
The Kundalini, let's see. C-U-N... Okay.
I think it's K-U-N-D-A-L-I-N.
Wait a minute. K-U-N...
Definitely
K-U-M is in Michael?
No, N is in Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
D, is it, Betsy, do you know?
Yep, it's here. It's K-U-N-D-A-L-I-N-I.
I knew that's exactly what I thought it was. I just couldn't say it. Yeah, that's I've actually studied a lot, and Betsy's right on with the Kundalini. You actually hear it pronounced either Kundalini or Kundalini, different. So you can open it up during yoga, during meditation. There's a lot of different ways to do it, but research it and figure out. In your situation, Sharon, I would go for the fastest way to open it, to open it up and connect with it.
You're so funny, but the job is coming.
Yeah, well, this depends on you. It's not the job coming. It's you changing your energy so that you can welcome the job in.
Okay.
Yeah. Because otherwise you'd have the job.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you're going to check it out. You can just go on YouTube and search Kundalini breathing techniques and you'll be set.
Thank you, both of you. Have a nice
evening.
You're
welcome. Okay.
Good luck, Sharon. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's so funny when we use words like that. We're so used to seeing them, you know, being doing what we do. We're so used to reading about it, and we kind of know, and we're like, everybody else is like, what? What is she even saying?
Yeah. I don't even know what's going to come through in a reading. I did not expect to be talking about Kundalini tonight, you know?
Yeah, I know. Who would think? I do the same thing. I'm always like, well, where does this come from? This is not something I was thinking about today. All right, I'm going to put Trish on now with us, Trish from Connecticut. Trish, are you there?
I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
And I am going to be the third person who asks a career question.
Wow. Great. We're on a career movement tonight, huh?
Yeah. So I'm wondering what you get around a job change. I am employed.
Okay. What is your question?
My question is, do you see a new position opening up, not within my company, but with another one?
Okay. So I will tune into your energy, but before I do, I want you to know that new job positions are always opening up. So it's a matter of you fitting into that spot, fitting into the puzzle pieces. When I tune into your energy, the first thing that I'm getting, this was even before you asked your question, was looking for a change, but I wasn't necessarily tuning in into the career. I was just seeing in your own life. It feels as though there's a lot of the same, sort of like getting sameies. I feel as though there's like you're looking for more oomph. You're looking for more excitement. You're looking for the newness. Do you feel as though this is the reason why you're looking to change positions?
No, it's more that this company isn't really a fit with me in terms of alignment of how they run their business.
Okay. Do you recognize what I'm saying about sort of wanting more excitement in your life?
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of that.
Okay, great. Okay, so then let's tune into your question about the job. When I tune into this, what I feel like is that it feels to me as though there's a little bit more work to be done where you're at, and I'll talk about that. Once you do that work, it feels as though you're very much ready to move into a different company. So what I'm saying is that wherever you go, you take your energy with you. And so we all, not just you, we all need to take responsibility for our own energy, and our energy is what creates the situations around us. So for whatever reason, your energy has created a place that is not a very good fit for you. So what your job is to do is to create an energy that this job is as good as a fit as it can be for now, which I feel like you've been doing sort of concretely on the outside, but now we need to do an energetic makeover. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging. We'll tell you how to do that. Once you do this energetic makeover, it feels as though when you're searching for jobs, you really will be able to be honest in those interviews, and you will be able to say, you know, I do believe that I can, you know, work better, or things will be easier, or I can bring my skills to your team, and I feel like this will be a better fit. So how do we do that energetic makeover? Well, first, I just want to stress again the reason why it's important, because if you just leave because it's unsatisfactory where you are now, and if you don't change anything energetically, and you feel like it's a bad fit now or not a very good fit now, wherever you go, you take your energy with you, and you will recreate that situation. So we need a change from within to have a change from without, to change outside, the outside situations change. So there's very, very simple for you, and I know that this works because I did it in social work twice, and I've obviously counseled countless people on this, friends and clients. The simplicity is really to drop into some gratitude on a daily basis centered around your job. So obviously you're not going to focus on the things that aren't a good fit, but you're going to focus on the things that are bringing you, you know, you've got a paycheck, so it provides the bills. You know, whatever it is that you appreciate. I know with my last job as a social worker, when I did this, it was very difficult for me to think of anything to be grateful for. I wound up being grateful for the neighborhood I was working in. I mean, I was really desperate. I was like, well, I like the neighborhood, so I'm thankful that I get to work in this neighborhood. So coming up with a list of 5 things every single day in the morning or whenever it is that you're showing up to work, really feeling into those things. If you're having difficulty feeling into that gratitude, you can always feel into what it would be like if you didn't have those things. So what would it be like? What would it feel like if you didn't have a paycheck, if you were desperate for, you know, something to feed you or pay the bills? When you drop into that sense of gratitude, your energy shifts. Therefore, the energy shifts around you, and then you're ready to make that move. So does something open up? Yes. It feels as though there's some networking to be done. I wouldn't be surprised if there was something actually through LinkedIn. So are you currently on LinkedIn?
I am.
Okay, great. So you can even start to peruse now. I would, you know, gently caution you not to peruse, or rather not to reach out to anyone now until you've shifted your energy. And this is the same with moving houses. If anyone wants to know if they can find a new place to live or anything like this, finding a new job is the same way. You will know that you are about to leave the old situation when you can honestly say that you're going to miss the situation that you're in. It is guaranteed when you say, oh, my gosh, there's parts of this that I'm going to miss, whether it's one coworker, whether it's the neighborhood or whatever it is, then you know that you got all the green lights to go and to shift into something else. So I do see something opening for you once again once you shift your energy.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. All right.
I do just want to say something that, this, you know, we've had consistency with the readers. Obviously, there's a theme. You probably find this on your shows pretty often. It's not always the case with people. They don't always need to shift their energy before something can open up. Sometimes it's just green light go, you know, like, oh, something's happening next week or tomorrow or tonight. You know, it just happens to be this is the sort of wave that we're on right now. So I don't want people to always think like, oh, you know, nothing's coming until I change. Maybe you've already changed and you just, you know, that's what's happening now.
So how can somebody tell the difference? How do they know green light go versus, you know, I need to make some changes?
Sure. That's a great thing. So as we were just saying in the last reading, you know, whatever it is that's in your life is there because of your energy that's created it. So, for instance, I had somebody in Switzerland, and we were on Skype, and she said, oh, Betsy, you know, my friends aren't interesting anymore. The art scene's not interested anymore. I want to know if I should move to Vancouver, if I should move back to New York, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, wherever you go, you take your energy with you. And so if you're trying to run away from a bad situation, that means you've got some internal work to do. If you are moving and you're moving to a new place, a new relationship, a new job, whatever it is, because you know that you've closed all of the doors and you've tied up all the loose ends and you can honestly say with affection, like, yeah, I'm leaving you. I'm leaving to greener pastures and, you know, I'll be seeing you. You know, no hard feelings. Then you know that you're wrapping things up. I'll give you one of my favorite examples, actually. So I lived in a house with eight people once, and there was somebody in this house who had a lot of ego, and he was very hard to deal with. And what happened was 2 weeks after we moved in, he smashed his knee. So the knees actually represent the ego. He smashed his knee to bits, and in this house there's also the black sheep. And so, you know, the black sheep gets blamed for everything. So obviously this guy with a knee problem and the black sheep, but has a lot, and everyone could see it. And so finally one day the black sheep said, this is literally a true story, the black sheep said, you know what, I can't take this guy anymore. I can't stand up to him. He can't listen. You know, I'm just going to leave this situation. I'm going to find a new place to live. Well, then, you know, he moved into a new place with roommates with a woman who had the exact same knee issue. And so I was still living in this house, and it was difficult for all of us. Obviously, the guy with the knee issues was having difficulties of his own. And then there was three other people who wanted to move out, and I was wanting to move out. And luckily, 2 weeks before I moved out, this guy with the knee issues decided that he wasn't getting along with everyone and that it's best for him to move out. And so when that happens, I said to all my other roommates, I said, this is the best thing that ever could have happened to us. It means that the situation is coming to a close, and we won't take the situation with us. And I was moving into an apartment that was just me by myself. So logically, our minds say, well, how would you be able to bring this roommate issue into a new apartment? Because you wouldn't have any roommates. Well, it could manifest anyway. It could manifest with the landlord. Oh, you would never want that to have happen, right? Having issues with the landlord. It could happen with the neighbors. It could happen with anyone, but it follows you unless it sort of leaves or you're grateful and you can, you know that you did the internal work. If you haven't done the internal work, you're just going to follow you.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great story. That's a good story. Let's,
yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I know. That's really, I mean, it's the way it works sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Melvin from Georgia. Melvin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you all for taking my call.
Of course.
All right. My question is, I recently had to file a appeal on my unemployment compensation and benefits, and I haven't received my unemployment about 8 weeks now, and they said that I quit my job, which I did not have a job, and so because I wasn't able to take my TBT test, so they terminated me. They sent me a letter in the mail and they terminated me, but I never started to work there. I was only like an orientation. So I filed an appeal and told them that, you know, I did not quit because I did not even finish up the process, and y'all already stopped my unemployment benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know how the appeal is gonna go in my favor by me getting my back pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just to be clear, I want to understand the situation. Did you say that you didn't even work there yet?
No, ma'am. Only thing I did was went to orientation, and I didn't have the knowledge that I had to report the orientation, and I had got a check for like $30-some dollars. But before that, it's two people on my was on the job said different things. One said that if I didn't try to do my TBT test, I would be terminated from the job. So
right.
I couldn't do it because I didn't have any money to go pay $25 for it.
Right,
and
right.
That was before they gave me a check. So now they say that I quit,
right.
Which I, yes.
Okay. All right, so first thing I want to do is tune into your energy. And when I tune into your energy, I'm feeling a lot of stuff in the lower torso and sort of lower back. I want to know, do you have any issues with the lower back or with digestion, please?
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
Which one do you have? Your back, okay.
My lower back, my L5, L4 vertebrae on that little tailbone lumbar.
Okay. All right, so when we tune into the energetics of that, it feels to me as though there's It feels like there's a feeling of not stepping up to being proactive. So I'm not speaking to the situation that you went to, that you just went through. For instance, you said you didn't have the money, you didn't have the money, right? But in that, yeah. actually, I'm going to contradict myself. I think I am actually speaking to that, because what it feels like to me that I'm getting from your higher self is this message to step it up, to be proactive, to use more than your words, and actually to use actions to be able to prove to yourself, number one, and then to others, that you are worth it. I feel as though there's a self-worth quality here that's going on. And when we have a low self-worth, we don't bring in any money. We don't bring in any abundance. And so even before you started to speak, I felt as though one of the things that's being asked of you, now you might have to wrap your head around this a little bit, is to start to volunteer your time. And the number one reason why that's coming up is because it feels really good. Now, I just want to ask you a question, Melvin. Do you want to feel better?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yes. Do you want to feel less anger?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Great. And do you want to feel like you are doing something to benefit other people?
Me?
Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. So the reason why this volunteer work is coming up is because it solves all of those problems of making you feel a little bit better. When you feel better, then what happens is you stop fighting for the past. Now, I just want to tell you, human to human, I understand what a difficult situation you're in, and I understand that if you've been trying to get back pay for eight weeks, that you probably don't have a lot of money for anything that you're scraping by, and that it's very frustrating and anger-provoking. I understand those things, but at the same time, we need to drop out of the mind, we need to drop into the heart, and we need to bring the energy down into the gut so that we are not in this fighting fire with fire. Have you heard of that phrase before, fighting fire with fire?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So the thing is, notoriously with unemployment, outside of your situation, you know, employers don't want to do it. They have to pay money. And so what they're doing is they're, in essence, telling the unemployment is that he didn't do what we asked him to do. Now, there are other people, okay, and you're going to want to think this through going forward. There are other people that say, I am so desperate for work that I will do anything to get that $25. I will, you know, ask people on the street if I can do them favors. I will ask my cousin's brother who, you know, half-brother who I don't even know if I can borrow the $25 because I need this to get employment. So that's the kind of forward thinking, not just using your words, but forward thinking that's necessary to get you out of this. But it's going to be easier for you to forward think if you're feeling better first. So as far as answering your actual question about this unemployment, I feel like it's actually going to be very slim that you're going to be getting this unemployment, this back benefit. Because I feel as though when I feel into it, not just logically, but when I feel into it, it feels as though they just say he didn't follow through with what he needed to do. So therefore, we don't owe him any money. It doesn't matter from anyone's perspective if you have the money or not, because there are other people who didn't have money but found the money. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I understand that, yes. But
yeah.
The thing is, they terminated me, so I did not quit. So it really didn't based on that I had money or not, because they had already made their mind up. I had a job. And I quit the job, but I have documentation saying that I did not.
So my job is to try to get...
It's not like... Because, see, I do have a part-time job right now.
Good.
I have a part-time job now, and I start to work tomorrow. But
right.
My thing is, I did not quit my job. They lied.
So, Melvin, I want to remind you, Melvin, that I'm a psychic that you're speaking to. Okay, I'm not the unemployment office. I'm not a lawyer. I don't need to be convinced of your situation. I don't even need the details. All I'm telling you is energetically what I'm seeing and how to actually get what you want. So how do you get what you want? You start to deal with those feelings of anger and resentment and frustration, because the more upset that you get, the further away that this abundance slips from you. So that's why we're saying...
I'm not upset or nothing. No, it's just it's two different people saying two different things on that dog. That's what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. I don't even need to know that information, actually. So I'm gonna invite you to take a look at your feelings, because your feelings are what drives everything around us. It's what attracts us. It attracts things to us. It paves our future. And so there's a lot of going on with you with feelings that I'm not so sure you're aware of. You definitely want to check out that Heart, Mind, and Gut podcast on my website. It's free. It's a podcast that helps you understand what your mind is saying, what your heart is saying, and what your gut is saying. I feel a lot of hurt from you. I feel a lot of anger coming from you. I feel a lot of frustration coming from you. And those things can be dealt with if you choose to look at them. Okay? We'll end it there.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, you're welcome. Robin. Take care.
Bye. Okay, let's move on to Lori from Washington. Lori, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Well, I'm calling because I'm thinking that things are missing from my apartment. And today I woke up and my pendulum was gone. I had just been using it last night. And, and it's like, how can you tell me if I'm correct that people are coming in here and taking things?
You live with anybody?
No.
Okay. I've seen this type of thing before where there's no one else around and some certain things have gone missing. Before I even read into your energy, though, Lori, I want you to answer me as honestly as you can. While you were asleep, do you feel it's logical that someone would just come in and take your pendulum and leave?
Well, it's like this other picture, some wall hangings are missing. And then my other pendulum disappeared last week.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started using the green one, and then that disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, wall hangings. That's very curious. Okay, yeah. And what have you done about this?
Well, I reported it, made a police report, but they didn't take me seriously.
Okay, you made a police report. Did you do anything with your locks or your windows or anything like
that? Yeah, I had the locks changed. And I set up my deer cam. I bought a deer cam.
Okay, great. Okay, good. I'm glad you were taking measures to it, because, even before I get into psychic stuff, I have to make sure that your health and safety is not at risk before we move forward. So that's why I was going over those things. That's good. I'm glad you got the locks changed. Okay.
Yeah, but so, I didn't set up that deer cam last night, because I thought it was when I left the house.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I think someone came in when I was sleeping.
Okay. I had a client once, she said that her spoons would go missing. She had exactly 4 spoons in her house, and the spoons would go missing. And it sounds very, very similar to what you're talking about. And again, when I first hear your name, I get a lot of information even before you speak. And I was getting this as well. I was getting this, I was going to tell you that you really do would benefit from clearing and protecting your energy. So I want to know, do you have a practice where you will clear your energy of anyone else's energy and you will protect your energy from anyone else's energy? Do you have a practice like that?
No.
Okay, great. There's a free resource on my website. It's newyorkcitypsychic.com, and you go to the top of the blog. And it's actually, the blog post is called What I Learned from Channeling Steve Jobs, How to Clear and Protect Your Energy. All right? Especially if you're doing things with like pendulums or any other energetic work, it is an absolute must. When we work in the field of energetics, even if we're just using cards or we're using pendulums or we just think, well, it's only this small thing, even if you're using with stronger things, it's kind of like walking around the streets without any clothes on. You know, like, should people hurt us? No, they shouldn't. But do we have an increased chance of people hurting us and things going wrong? Absolutely. And so with you, that's the main thing. And the thing about clearing and protecting your energy is that it actually helps you with physical things and also spiritual things. I also want to know, do you happen to smudge your house at all or clear the energy of your of the place you're living?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay. So there's a video on my YouTube. If you do the, if you go to the Clear and Protect video, you'll be able to see the smudging video that is there too. So it involves getting some white sage and things like this. Also, what I feel strongest though about this is that I feel like there's a possibility of you doing some sleepwalking. I'll be honest. My number one concern is your health and safety, and I only give you what I get. I don't make things up. So if you got a deer cam on the outside, maybe you put a deer cam on the inside to see what's really going on, okay? And see, you know, some people sleep eat, and we think that's so strange, but it feels to me as though you might be getting up and changing these things around. Also, it just feels as though that clear and protect your energy is going to benefit you in more ways than one, and that could possibly be what led up to all of this, is that you really needed to get hip to that. That's why all of this stuff happened. That's why you're calling on this show, because when I heard your name, I just really felt this is a person who's very sensitive flower, needs to take care of their energy. When you take care of your energy, you can be sensitive and be happy and buoyant. That doesn't mean that you're going to be on the happiness train all day long, because that's actually not healthy. But you'll be able to experience more of a range of emotions and be able to worry about things that are beyond these things. It's not that this is trivial, but you won't have things like this to deal with in the future. Okay?
Yeah. So you don't think that somebody came in here?
I don't feel that way, no.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, Lisa, will this show be up on air? Can you listen back to it at another time?
Yeah, everything's everything's archived, so absolutely.
Right. So that's what I'd recommend for you, is to go back and listen to the archives, because a lot of this stuff can take a while to absorb, and so recordings can help a lot, because, you know, that's basically where we have to leave it, because we have to get to other callers, but you can get a lot more information by re-listening, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Okay. She's that's, you know, there are so many crazy things that go on, you know, and everybody, people don't know it, but, you know, sleepwalking is a really good point. You know, I think that especially when we're really stressed and which she, to me, just sounded really stressed out. That's a common thing to end up, you know, having something like, well, it's not common, but it's not a completely bizarre, you know, concept of maybe becoming a little bit, having some sort of physical reaction to the stress, which could be, you know, almost like messing with your own mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I don't understand it, and I don't have a degree in psychology, so
right.
You know, my degrees are all in metaphysics, but I can just totally see that that would, you know, be something that would respond to stress. So anyway, let's move on to Roy in Minnesota. Roy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I got a question for you guys today.
Great.
Hi, Betsy. How are you?
Good. Wonderful.
I'm having some issues with relationships, and I like to see what you see for me in the future in relationships. Am I going to be married or single, or what should I be looking for? And is there a time frame for this?
Sure, great. Okay, so first thing, tuning into your energy, it feels to me as though, and you can let me know if this has happened to you in the past, it feels like in relationships, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of love, possibly even physicalness, like cuddling or, you know, anything else. It feels like there's real buoyant energy with the partners, and then it feels like it fizzles out pretty quickly. Have you noticed a pattern of that?
It usually lasts for a while, but it fizzles out probably after the second year.
Okay. So when we have a pattern, whether it be a job pattern, a relationship pattern, whatever it is, then, again, we've got to take a look at what the common denominator is, and that's you, okay?
Yeah.
So So we have to take a look at what's been happening at that two-year mark. What I feel like is happening with you is that I feel like there is such a desire to connect that you are really tending to put others first, which can seem like a good thing, and it feels as though that's really appreciated by your partners because, you know, they feel in the light, they feel taken care of, they feel loved. But it feels like when they go to reciprocate on a deeper level or get to know you on a deeper level, that there's a block, a barrier that they come to. It feels as though it's not a concrete thing, so it's not as though they're turning to you and they're saying, I want to go deeper, and you say no. It feels on a more subtle level. I feel like different partners communicate this in different ways. And it feels as though there's a little bit of a sort of Teflon boundary around you saying, like, no, it's not about me. It's about you and our relationship and loving you and things like this. So what I'm saying is that it feels to me as though your job at this point to attract the long-term love is to look deep with inside of yourself. So there's that saying that Judge Judy, I think, says, look deep before you leap. So it's like, look deep into that other person before you jump into marriage. Well, your assignment is look deep inside of yourself before you leap into another relationship. It feels to me as though the relationship that is coming for you, it feels like the long-term one, at least, it feels like it's more challenging in the beginning than you're used to, because it feels to me, in order to have a long-term healthy relationship with you, you do need someone who confronts you, who can point out where you're not being the deepest that you can be with yourself. And I'm not talking about deep, 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 but they're talking about on a level that you don't normally go to. I also feel as though there's something in your past, we don't need to go into it in the radio, something in your past having to do with programming. I don't know if this was with your mom or your parents or something in, you know, before adolescence. There's something going on with connecting with love and not being able to connect on a deep level. That could use a lot of work around so that you can really realize that you can be your true 100% self so that you can be challenged by someone else to grow. As far as where to look, again, you're going to look deep inside. And with a time frame, again, this all depends on you. If you start to, you know, find metaphysical healers around you that can help you heal your past, if you go on ceremonial journeys to take a look deep inside your emotions, if you do journaling every day around your emotions that you don't normally touch upon, if you do this, if you really gung-ho into this, I see you within a year meeting this person that is less smooth sailing than you're used to in the beginning. But if you take the more leisurely route, there's no harm, no foul done. It just is pushing away that longer-term relationship. But I also want to say what I see for you between now and then is some training wheel relationships. So what that means when I talk about that is relationships that are going to challenge you on the same level that will sort of bring you in little by little so that when that big relationship does arrive, you're able to go into those places and you're able to meet them on their level. I have a really good a podcast on my SoundCloud. So you can just you can go to my website, and if you go to that Heart, Mind, and Gut podcast, it'll take you to my SoundCloud. And on the SoundCloud, there's a podcast called Life is a Mirror Through the Looking Glass. And so the invitation there is to do two things. Number one is to go back to all of those times at the two-year mark and see what was leading up to that for the past 6 months and see where the outside was mirroring your inside. And then also to do the exercise at the end of that podcast for you, to give you a map of what you need to do to get there. Okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. You have a wonderful night. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Roy. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. You know, I just want to say I did take some time while you were doing a reading and look at your website, and it's really, really nice. It's a really well laid out and website, simple to use. I'm all about simple to use websites.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody visit NewYorkCityPsychic.com and you can learn more. You also, I saw on your website, you do seances.
Yes, every Thursday I do seances where we do a little bit of intuitive development. I sort of consider that my pro bono work. If you can't afford a private reading, you can sign up for a seance. The thing about seances is that they do book up sometimes a couple months in advance. So if you're interested and you're in New York and you know you're going to be in New York, you know, let me know way ahead of time and we can fit you into the schedule.
Yeah, that's great. I really, when I was reading about that, and I'm like, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. You don't get a lot of that. I don't see a lot of it anyway. People that are doing the seance stuff. So that's really awesome. Go ahead. What?
I want to say something because I just wanted to talk about that class a little bit that will be up online soon. Trust Yourself, Intuitive Development Through Awareness. You know, when people go to, when they go to me for a reading, and let's say we spend an hour in a reading, and, you know, just imagine these calls times an hour, we get really into depth, and there's this feeling of walking away being like, yes, I know what to do, I know how to be empowered, these kinds of things. And then it's sort of like somewhere along the line, it's sort of like, whoa, I have all this work to do, you know? And so, number one, I'm also offering coaching sessions to people to be able to implement all these things that happen in a reading and to be able to tune into their own intuition. So I don't have information on that of my website yet, but if someone was interested in that, they could just email me. And then also that Intuitive Development Through Awareness, it's a 6-week class because you do need to change your lifestyle and change your patterns to be able to listen to that gut. You know, you do need to adopt practices like looking at your emotions and through meditation, and you do need to take care of your body, and you do need to be aware of what other people's emotions are and things like this. So that class has been really effective with the people who have taken it, and I'm working my buns off to get it online and revamping it. So
I was just going to ask you if it was available online yet. So you're only doing that one personally now?
I'm working as we speak to get it online. All the videos have been taped. But if people sign up for my newsletter, which you can find it on the front page of my website towards the middle, there's a picture. I think I'm holding a crystal ball. And it says sign up for my newsletter. If you sign up for the newsletter, you will get the information about when the online class is on there, like ASAP. As soon as it's up, I'm going to send a newsletter out and people can sign up for it.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like a really great course, by the way. I read about that in your bio and things. It sounds like it's going to be something that a lot of people are going to be benefiting from. And what's really cool in the day of technology that we now live in is this ability to reach so many different people that we were before only we were limited to helping in our actual local area where we live. And it's so cool that, you know, that someone as gifted as you and with the talents that you have are able to reach out and do readings, one-on-one readings through Skype and on the phone and all the different ways that we now have to communicate. So, you know, everyone, if you're not in New York, you may not be able to go to one of her seances, but you can certainly still hire her to do a one-on-one reading with you. And, you know, one of the things that I have to say and about Betsy is that she's down to business. There's not a lot of time being wasted. So, you know, when you pay for 30 minutes, and you're a fast talker, too. The stuff comes to you, and you lay it right real fast. You know what I mean? It comes out real fast and real clear. So you're not, you know, if you sign up for a half-hour reading or an hour reading, you're going to get a heck of a lot of information, from Betsy in that 30 minutes or 60 minutes. So
you're right on track with that. And I always record every reading and send you an MP3 after it because I'll be honest, it doesn't matter if it's 30 or 60 minutes. There's no way that you're going to absorb all that information. It is so much information. And I do pretty much talk nonstop for the half an hour or an hour. So,
I'm noticing you do that with these readings and this is, this is a little, we usually go a little over an hour and from start to finish of the show. And, you're like everyone, you tune in really quick and you have a lot of information for each one of our callers in a short amount of time. So that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people with psychic readings are like, I don't feel like I'm getting an hour's worth of information because they're shuffling cards and they're, doing all this stuff. Well, that's not happening with Betsy. So that's all I wanted to say to everyone listening. So NewYorkCityPsychic.com. Let's take a couple more calls if we can.
Great.
We've got Dave from Texas. We're having a man thing going on right now. It's like a bunch of men in a row. Here we go. Here's Dave from Texas. Dave, hi. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you're having a man thing. I'm good.
Man thing. Did you have a question for Betsy?
Yeah, I have a question. I've been having an experience for quite a while. And the best way to state the experience is, you know, my feelings just aren't, they're not in alignment with the rest of my life or even my body. So I don't know how it got to this point, but, you know, it's almost like paranoia, or it's almost like, you know, I'm being shot frequencies or something, you know, to constantly keep me on edge, as weird as that sounds. But that's kind of the experience I'm having.
Well, you didn't ask the question, but I've got an answer. You know, when I tune into your energy, I'm just getting a super open heart, like really open heart. And also the, I'm not going to say inability to express, but what I am going to say is I'm going to give you a metaphor. It's sort of like, now this is extreme, but it's just to get the point across. It's sort of like if Mother Teresa were stuck in a cubicle. So I'm not going to tell you to sell all your belongings and just go help the poor.
I do
feel as though there's a lot of things. There's one, you definitely would benefit from clearing and protecting your energy. Do you have any practice of doing that?
It seems as if I spend my days doing it.
Okay. And when you do this, do you recognize what are your emotions and what aren't your emotions?
Well, that's the uncanniness, and that's the reason for I'm asking the question. It doesn't feel to me as if any of this is mine.
Right. Okay, great. So it's good that you have the awareness of that. But the thing is with clearing and protecting your energy, I always recommend people to do it as often as they should brush their teeth. But there's also a thing of, like, if you clear and protect your energy, you are protected, unless you don't think you're protected. So you've just got a little bit further to go in that, where you put up this boundary, and you are calm and assertive with that boundary, calm and assertive. Then you will be able to have none of these feelings enter into your body. Also, I feel like you can do some work with your spirit guides. You can do some work with your loved ones on the other side and say, help me with this. Help put this boundary around me. You know, let me feel my own feelings. The thing about it is with you, and this is what happens with all empaths in some way, shape, or form. So an empath is someone who can feel what other people are feeling. With empaths, when we feel an emotion that is not our own, what it means is, this is funny, okay, our mind is tricking us, and it's causing us to focus on something that is not us, and therefore it's keeping us away from the real good stuff, sometimes the darkness, but you know, the diamond is found in the rough, with inside of ourselves. So
the uncanny part of this is, the uncanny part of it is, I'm feeling what people are really running, and they're oblivious to it. That's
right.
One thing that messes with my mind.
So I'm going to encourage you to keep your eyes on your own sheet of paper energetically, you know, with your mind. You know, you can only keep your street clean. This is a huge trick, the number one trick of your ego. Okay, and this is very common with empaths. So every time you feel what someone else is feeling, you are to say, what is that a mirror with me? I talked about the life of the Through the Looking Glass, Life as a Mirror podcast. Once again, you can get to that through my SoundCloud. You can literally just search Psychic Betsy SoundCloud or Psychic Betsy Life as a Mirror. You can find it. And so, you know, this is the whole thing, is that you have got a lot to look at inside. You have got a lot to take ownership of the inside. It is not bad, good, or anything in between. It just is. And if you're getting distracted with everyone else's emotions, that's exactly what it is. You're getting distracted. So where can you do the study? And that's a path into your own darkness, that when you put up that clear and protect, you'll be forced to take a look at your own stuff. And once you know that you're protected, you're strong enough. You can use that visualization enough. You can do it. It's just a matter of like, okay, I've had it. Now I'm going to do the real work, which is keeping my side of the street clean. And boy, do I need to do some cleanup. Does that make sense?
I'll say yes, but, you know.
But what?
This is what I'm saying.
Well,
so
you know, on my end, it seems like I've been doing this work very deeply for a long time. So it's kind of like, okay, how much crap's in this hole?
Right, right. And so there will come a point where you'll be grateful for that.
Okay.
And that's when you know that it's literally about the journey, and that, you know, that's the whole thing is like when I give readings, every reading I give is a reading for myself. So the information I'm giving to you right now is a reading for me. And so you've chosen this life, you've chosen this body, you've chosen these abilities to feel, to teach you. And I can't say, oh, gosh, I did 5 readings today. I've got so much to do. When is this going to end? I get to flip that around and say, I'm so grateful that I get to have all of these mirrors to be able to work on myself. And I don't always need to be working on myself. I just need to be aware of what's going on.
I hear that.
This is another great example, Dave, I think, of how you probably will want to listen to this again in the archives.
Yes.
Because there's so much information she just gave you right there. And even though, you know, obviously you're completely tuned into it and listening, I think when you listen to it, you know, a couple of times, you get so much out of it. You know, it's like you're just hearing it again and again. And I think that'll really help you too.
I agree.
I appreciate both of you, and the secret is, I guess, that I'm looking for, you know, just like everybody is, a remedy, and there is no remedy because there's no problem. You know, I get it.
Yep, that's great.
Thanks,
right,
girls.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dave. You know, that's a really good point is, you know, when somebody who does this work, I've noticed myself, I go through stages. And lately I've been in actually a long one of just this incredible tiredness and to the point where I could sleep, no kidding, 10, 12 hours at a time and not wake up. It's almost like going into a hibernation mode. I don't even have to get up to pee. I mean, what is that, you know? And it's like, and you, so all these different, you know, we all experience all these different things and it's scary, you know, it's frustrating and it's scary and you know, you wonder where, what's going on? Are we not taking care of ourselves? Are we not protecting ourselves? What are we doing, you know, to cause this? And do you think it's different for everyone?
That's really funny. I mean, you did mention earlier that you're getting up in your mind. Whenever we ask the why, it is a straight downward spiral to anxiety and all the feelings that accompany with it. So, like, I sleep a lot. I consider sleeping a spiritual practice. I consider sleeping the best form of self-care. And so, you know, it's not asking why, but just getting into the flow. You know, the reason why we get worried is because we compare ourselves to the norm.
Right?
Like, it's not normal, or is this normal? And you just get yourself into a frenzy with that.
I'll go through one of these things that I'm like stuck on WebMD for like a week trying to figure out what's wrong with me. And when the truth of the matter is there's nothing physically wrong. It's just, and I agree. I think that we're crossing over. I think that's our spiritual experience when we're sleeping. We're talking to our deceased loved ones. We're visiting. We're, you know, all this stuff is going on. In that delta level, I think, of sleep. I love it, and I've always loved the sleep, I think, because I look forward to it. You know, but at the same time, you don't understand it. You don't understand what's going wrong. And when you have 3 teenagers like I do that are like, really, Mom, do you do anything but sleep anymore? I'm like, okay, seriously. You know, so it's like you get other people's judgment and things like that, you know,
right,
too. So,
right. Yep.
It really is crazy.
Yep. It's well, interesting is what I like to say.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. Let's take one more call from
sure.
Brenda in Massachusetts. Brenda, did you have a quick question for Betsy?
Yes. Hi, Betsy. How are you?
Good, Brenda. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. It seemed like every person that you spoke to,
mm-hmm.
it's like, wow, I was thinking about that. Gee, that was something that I wanted to ask. And it's like the light bulbs just kept going off in my head.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
Like you answered every question that I would have asked you and didn't have time to do.
Beautiful synchronicity.
Yeah, it's like boom, boom, boom. I said, okay, right. You know, maybe I need to change my energy on this. Yeah, maybe, yeah, that's really good. Yeah, because I had a problem with this, and maybe this is great. I mean, you just, it's like boom, boom, boom.
Thanks.
So it's like now, it's like, what question can I ask you?
Yeah, what is
now?
Your question?
Well, one of the good things about, I think, doing this show and doing psyche shows like this is that we can learn so much from the advice given to other people
mm-hmm.
because we all really
yep.
are in the same boat. You know, we really
yep.
are.
Yes.
We're all suffering through the same experiences, just at different times usually. And so we can learn
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
much from other people's readings. And that's why I encourage people to check out all the archives for all the shows because
yep.
it's really – there's just great information in there. That even though it's not applying directly to you, it's applying to your situation, which is, you know, applying to everybody's situation at one point
exactly.
or another.
Exactly. Especially with me in regards to employment. I mean, what you were speaking about, Betsy, it just made
mm-hmm.
sense to me. It
yeah.
really did. And I always hear people say, you know, somebody else's if you can't ask a question, you know, maybe the person that's, you know, before you may have the same question and it gets answered. And I never believed that because it never
mm-hmm.
resonated with me and it never clicked with me. But, Betsy, this is the first time that it has actually really clicked with me.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Yes. So, you know, again, my question was about work. What is it that I need to do for me
mm-hmm.
to open up and bring in full-time employment that's enjoyable?
Excellent. You know, that's my favoritely worded questions. What is it that I can do to bring it in? That's great. Thank you for
yeah.
asking that way. I feel like just tuning into your energy, the first thing that I'm getting is a worrying of the details.
Yes.
So it feels like, you know, you're very proactive and you get things done, and then it's just sort of like, oh, well, everything will work, but as long as this one thing doesn't happen and, like, worrying about the details. It's not usually small details, though. It's usually a big detail. Do you know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Yeah. It also feels to me as though there's do you have any – when I say this, if you don't have any issues there, it just means it's symbolic, okay? Because
okay.
sometimes body parts speak to me, and if it's not literal, you don't have to think that you will get issues there. I want to know, do you have any issues with the kidneys at all?
Yeah, not that I know
that,
of.
That would be a no. So don't look into the kidneys. It's just a symbolic
okay.
way to get me to talk about something,
okay?
I'm not – predicting anything. I'm not a medical intuitive. It's just this is what is coming to me. It feels to me as though what's great about your energy is you are really you're a definition of an empath. So when someone's joyous,
yes,
you're joyous. When someone is devastated, you're devastated. So that's really great. That's a really great asset to have. If you go on my blog, the very first blog post on there on the website, NewYorkCityPsychic.com, is all about empaths. It's empowering empaths, a guide to using your gift. So it's a guide for how to really turn these things out of a detriment into a positive experience. So that'll help you.
Yeah.
So the thing that I'm seeing with you is if you just sort of consider all of these wonderful and all of these negative emotions running through your body, like seeing like through, moving through like your bloodstream. And the kidneys, you know, they help to filter out, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's why the kidneys were coming through, is because
okay.
it feels to me as though there's a hard time filtering out the things
yeah.
that you don't want. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Are you familiar
yeah.
with the teacher Abraham at all?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, great. So a lot of Abraham, focus on what you want, not what you don't want.
Yeah.
And bring it into a practice. But one of the things I would say for you that I think will be really beneficial, and I think it'll really bring you closer to you, as corny as that sounds, is breaking out a pen and paper and a journal at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a little bit of inventory, emotional inventory.
Okay.
So let this journal be a coach for you. So let's say that, you know, you can even pretend you were speaking to me if you wanted, or a loved one that you love, or a past coach or someone, someone who really cares about you, and you're relaying to them, you're saying, okay, so this is how today went. You know, in the morning, I set my intention, and I did really well for the first half of the morning. But then in the afternoon, I got that employment bug again, and I started thinking about the economy, and I started to think down, and I fell down. And then I saw, something inspirational online, and I started to use that, and I felt really good. And so what this is doing is this is going to help you celebrate your accomplishments that you did have, because you are working very hard on this stuff.
Yeah.
That will fuel you forward. And it will also say, okay, better luck next time. What are you going to do differently? How can you be reminded? And doing this daily check-in at night will just allow you to – I saw this thing online that said Benjamin Franklin always forgave himself at night. He went through the day – and he inventoried his day, and then he forgave himself for anything that he didn't do well.
Yes.
And so he could go to sleep with no worries on his mind.
Yes, that is, you were so right about that.
Yeah,
you were
so I feel
so
like
right
that
about
would
that.
Really help you with that. Yeah, and that'll help ease you in. I do feel like one thing, though, is that there's a possibility that you are not being as assertive as you can once you get into the interview process. I feel there's very much of you just being a very nice person, and I'll do anything for anyone, being very, very calm. And so I want you to walk in like Oprah would walk into an interview.
Yes,
you know?
Amen.
She's such a great example, you know, because she's super kind. She's super compassionate. She's super generous, but she knows her shit, pardon my French. And she will walk in, and she will say, yes, I know exactly what you head held high.
Yes.
You know? Fine.
Yes.
Great. I know who I am, so just pretend you're her.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
love
it. You were so right
out.
On that. You were so right on really asserting myself because, you know, we have to always play nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there's a part of me is like, hell no.
Exactly. No. Exactly.
Be who you are. Stop hiding that part of you.
Yes. Yep. You sound different now than you did in the beginning of the call. So you're going to listen back and hear that difference.
I noticed that.
Because you hit on things that are right on. And you're right about at night because I don't release things. It's like, damn, I did that wrong. Gee, I feel bad for this. And it's like, write it out. And one thing I've always heard, never let the sun go down on your anger.
That's right.
Release it and let it go because I'm sleeping with it.
Yep.
So that makes sense. That's so good.
Awesome.
That's so good.
Great information. Great information, Betsy, for Brenda. I appreciate you all, Brenda, and all your positive feedback, too. It's great.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank
you
both. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Betsy, you're fantastic.
All right. Thanks. You take care.
Thanks.
I will. Many blessings to you both. Many
you
blessings.
Same to you. Same to you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Betsy, my head's blown, I really have to say. I love your technique. I really do. I am no kidding. I am going onto your website and booking an appointment with you right now. I'm not kidding. I never do this. I swear I never do this. But I feel like I always feel like, wow. I mean, for me, I'm like sitting here, wow, she's better than me. And I never say that. I always think, there's nobody better than me. I know how to do all that. I'm the best, you know? And my head is so, my mind is so blown, I am actually going to go and book an appointment with you. I don't even know what else to say. You're fantastic. You're really very, very good at this. And I love, like I said, I love your technique and your practicality, you know, that you put into your readings. And I'm very, very, very impressed. And I just want to thank you.
repeatedly, although we'll be talking very soon because I'm going to book an appointment right now. We'll be talking very soon. But
well,
I just
all these things. Number one, it's not better, it's just different, right? So we're all created equal. But also, we won't necessarily be talking soon. You'll be hearing me talk soon.
That's true. That's absolutely true. That's going to be a new one for me, too. Actually shut up and listen for once in my life.
I know what that's like.
I hear you. Well, thanks so much. Everybody, please go on Betsy's website. It's New York City Psychic. It's New York spelled out, city, and psychic, by the way, is spelled P-S-Y-C-H-I-C. So many people don't know how to spell psychic, just want to say.
Oh, it took me a long time.
It took me a long time, too. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, so it's P-S-Y-C-H-I-C for those of you that don't know. So visit our website, book an appointment. You better get there fast because I'm going to get there right now. Open.
Awesome.
Open my
it was an honor, Lisa. Thank you so much for having
me. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for everything, Betsy. And I hope I'll be hearing you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everyone, that was Betsy Cohen. Awesome show. Really great reader. And you can get more information about her and book an appointment. Like I said, you better be quick because I'm going to I'm going to book her up, I think, by going to www.NewYorkCityPsychic.com. All of that spelled out. New York is spelled out, NewYorkCityPsychic.com. So thank you so much to Betsy for being on the show. Thank you to all the listeners for listening. Remember to check out my website at lisatarves.com, LISATARVES.com. You'll find links to be able to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all the different sites that social media sites that are out there. Don't forget to check out my book, Just Believe, which you can find on Amazon and find links to also on my website. And don't forget to check out the Right Stream Radio Network at rightstreamradio.com. Right Stream Radio has a lot of great shows. It's a growing network of a bunch of really talented hosts and with incredibly talented guests, as we just heard from one of them. And I really want you all to check out all the shows because they're Just Believe is just one of the awesome shows on our network. So rightstreamradio.com, lisatarves.com. Next week, more psychic readings. And until then, everyone, have a fantastic week ahead, and we'll talk next week. Thanks.